This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burke. U.S. government officials have started getting the coronavirus vaccine, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Vice President Pence and his wife received a shot this morning in a televised event aimed at reassuring Americans the vaccine is safe.
Karen and I were more than happy to step forward.
Biden transition spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president-elect will follow next week.
He will be doing it in public.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Chief Mitch McConnell were also vaccinated. The Capitol physician says all members of Congress are eligible for shots under continuity of government protocols. Some, though, are reluctant to be seen as jumping the line, with the limited supply so far mainly reserved for health workers and nursing home residents. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization said Friday its program to help get COVID-19 vaccines to all countries in need, whether rich or poor, has gained access to nearly 2 billion doses of several promising vaccine candidates. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said agreements mean that some 190 countries that are part of the COVAX program will have access to vaccines during the first half of next year.
These unprecedented agreements mean that all 190 countries and economies participating in COVAX will be able to access vaccines to protect vulnerable groups in their populations during the first half of next year.
The COVAX program currently faces a shortfall of more than $20 billion. Austria will go into coronavirus lockdown for a third time after Christmas. The government confirmed Friday that non-essential shops that reopened last week will close, reopening the week of January 18th, along with restaurants, schools, museums, and theaters.